Joining Midnight Ravers will do a Black History Month fun drive show on Friday, February 16th, 2018, from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. Join us as we present two new exciting thank you gifts for your generous donations. First is our highly revered show, Juneteenth. Second is our most recent production, Fear of a Black Planet. So tell a friend, tune in, and show your support. That's Friday, February 16th from 12 midnight to 2 a.m. for our Black History Month Fun Drive show. Only on WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Miss it and hate yourself.
The Midnight Ravers, where every show is a special.
Time. week's guest, A Little Bit of Pleasure.
Dr. Haber, what are we supposed to do here?
Thank you. We're going to work together. We're going to build a relationship. You're going to let me inside, poke around, find out what's causing those bad dreams of yours.
Thick cloud, steam rising, hissing stone on sweat lodge fire. Around me, buffalo robe, sage and bundle, rub on skin. Outside, cold air, stand and wait for rising sun. Red paint, eagle feathers, coyote calling, it has begun. Something moving in, tasted in my mouth and in my heart. It feels like dying slow.
stream. We will live. Hold the line. Hold the line. Hold the line. Hold the line.
You have a dream problem, don't you? How did you know? Well, all I want is to stop dreaming.
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again, huh? You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
It only happens here.
Night Shift.
It only happens once a week.
Night Shift.
Mondays.
Night Shift.
Midnight.
It's my favorite show.
It's invisible.
Night Shift.
But you can feel it.
Night Shift.
It's on the air.
Night Shift.
It's in the air.
Night Shift.
It's online.
You have a dream problem, don't you? You have a dream problem, don't you? You have a dream problem, don't you?
How did you know?
Thank you.
eyes to stop dreaming. Well, all I want is to stop dreaming.
You have a dream problem, don't you?
How did you know?
And you are tuned to listener-sponsored radio, WBAI, 99.5 FM on your dial and on the web at WBAI.org. The name of the show is Night Shift. I'm Mike Sargent. I'm here with a special guest, two special guests. I have a mystery guest, and I have a special guest here in the studio. Now, for those who've been listening to Night Shift, you know a few things. You know that we play music. We call it damn good music. You've been listening to some damn good music this morning. You're thinking, hopefully, wow, what was that? I want to know what some of that, I have to have that, okay? And you can, and I'm going to tell you exactly what to do, okay? Because you just happen to be so lucky that we're in Marathon, and that not only, okay, check this out, not only could you get this music, know who this music is, and get the over 6.5 hours of music I've culled, okay, but you could support public radio. You can support free speech. And the theme of the show, if you've ever heard the show, or if you've never heard the show and you just got pulled in by the music, is that life is like science fiction. It's a perspective we've had long before the millennium, long before we had a black president, long before we had a reality TV show host, fake billionaire, the president, long before all of that, long before life was as science fiction as it is today, we were letting you know that life is like science fiction. So, I have a lot of stories and information. I mean, just look at today. We're living in, you know, life is like science fiction. We're living in a bubble. We know why. But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the stock market. We'll talk about what's going on in the world. We'll talk about things that just make you go, wow. We're, you know, it's either the end of days or someone is making this up as they go along. But here's the deal. If you call right now, this collection of music that some of what you're hearing right now, you can call and for a $35 pledge, send you a CD free for 6 hours, 6.5 hours of music with all the artists, so you can go and support them. Okay, now if you've been listening to Night Shift, hopefully you're hooked. There's something about it you like. We attract the young, we attract the old, we attract the informed, the uninformed. And many, many, many moons ago, we attracted someone who fits into some of those categories. At the time, I have no idea why we called you Mike from Jersey. Okay, I really don't know how that came about because it's not your name. But on the show, you're Mike from Jersey.
That's correct.
And Mike from Jersey, welcome back.
Thank you very much.
And Byron,
I was going to pretend to be Byron.
Byron, are you here? Are you here?
Byron? I am here.
Byron is here. Byron's in the chamber. Byron's in the sick chamber. He's in calling from his sick chamber just because he wants to get you to call 516-620-3602. And here's what you do for $35 plus, because I know you've been waiting. You've been like, all right, I want the music. Stop talking. All right, here's what you do. Call 516-620-3602, okay? Or you can go online to give to the number 2, WBAI.org. Either call or go online and look for or ask for DGM Winter 2018. DGM Winter 2018. You have to have it. You need it. $35 pledge. Over 6.5 hours of music. Music to listen to as the world goes slowly insane. We'll be right back. Byron Saunders, how are you feeling, Byron? Are you feeling any better? Can you hear me, Byron?
In Florida last week where it was 77 degrees
and you
I came
back
19 degrees and I catch a cold.
You catch a cold.
Terrible.
Well, Byron, how do you catch a cold?
Yes.
You caught it.
How do you catch it?
I caught it.
How do you caught it?
With a snare?
You caught it. You, like, you had a cold catcher?
I'm the cold catcher.
You're the cold catcher. All right, so here's the deal. Again, we're in our marathon, and as you've heard and as you were listening to, if you've been listening to the station throughout the day, you know that we're in our marathon. We're in the first day of our marathon.
Right.
Throughout the month of February, we'll be asking you to support us because here's the deal. We do not get any corporate sponsors. We're not affected by Wall Street unless you had a lot of money in Wall Street and now you're unhappy or sad or worried and you can't give to BAI, but you still should. Okay, because WBAI is one of the, it was one of the first bastions of free speech, and now it's one of the last. Okay, and so we're living in a time where radio, WBAI, free speech radio is, I can't even fathom the importance of it. And if you can't see the importance of it, then you need to either go look at the past or think about the future. Because no matter how you slice it, you need unbiased media. Media that will give you information. Media that will cover things that other places won't cover. Whether it's a perspective on life, like what we have here on Night Shift and all the culture and the arts that we bring here. Or whether it's the news or the science or the you know, there's so much health. There's so many things that BAI gives you for free. And so You know, you have to make a pledge.
Free.
You have to make a pledge because you support everything else. You pay for everything else that you enjoy in life.
My goodness.
Whether it's food, air, water, cable, internet, phone service. You have to pay.
And if you could have paid more last month.
That's right.
Well, then don't regret it this month.
Don't regret it this month. That's right. So $35 pledge. And now, hopefully you're liking the music because I have quite a bit. I have such a selection. I have some stuff that clearly they wrote and they said, oh, this would get played on Night Shift.
Yeah,
okay?
Right, exactly.
Now, I'm telling you, I straight up have with Bruce Dern sound bites in it, okay? Like, who puts Bruce Dern sound bites? Yes, we play Bruce Dern sound bites in the beginning of every show for like 15 years.
Wow.
And some people put out, you know, and I'm going to play it to you, Byron. You hear what I'm saying?
Do you ever play
I'm ready.
When
you.
I say
Come
Bruce
on,
Dern sound bites,
I don't
just mean Bruce Dern Laura. Sound bites, just random.
What about Laura?
I mean Bruce Dern
Laura,
from Silent Running.
Like people know that what's happening about the like
exactly.
early Bruce Dern.
No, not even Laura. We're talking about Bruce Dern in Silent Running, the same movie. With it, you'll even recognize the sound effects. I've played it so many times. Anyway, so but
are there
all of
any
that,
sound effects that would match Laura's cry face? That's what I want to know.
Well, that is a whole other conversation and tangential. But 516-620-3602, you can get your DGM Winter 2018 collection. Now, Byron, don't be coughing on the phone. Use the cough button. Use the cough button.
Is he
in the?
All right, I will use the cough button.
Will you please use the cough button?
Is Byron in that room in Blade Runner where the woman is working? That's like a medical.
That's Byron. Byron's in the. He's the boy of the bubble. You know, we're living in a financial bubble. Byron is living in a medical bubble. So, Byron, question: are you and from what I understand, this you have chili. You make chili while you're in the bubble.
Chili?
I did.
Yes.
I love some chili.
You've never had bubble chili.
You've never had Byron's bubble chili.
Bubble chili. Wow.
Byron's
that
bubble
sounds,
chili. It's Byron's bubble chili. It
effective.
Sounds. It, listen.
Yes, bubble chili.
The bubble chili.
I need to have the bubble chili before
Byron's
the end.
Bubble chili. So, 516-620-3602, and please make a pledge. We have a lot of show to get to. We have a lot of music to play, a lot of things to talk about.
Chili.
It's,
no,
very,
Mike.
It's very exciting.
Mike.
Byron Saunders.
How many hours is the DGM?
Over 6.5 hours. Over 6.5 hours.
Goodness.
Let me tell you something. I reached back. I reached forward. I brought music through time. I have stuff that's just going to blow you away.
That's the side of the bubble that I want to be on. I want to be on the side of the bubble with the chili. With the bubble chili.
Hey. Mystery guest, you can come into my bubble anytime.
Oh, snap. Byron's inviting her in the bubble.
Wow, is there room enough for me?
Oh,
exactly.
Make some room, baby.
Is there enough room for me? You know why? Because he's got so much chili.
He has a custom made.
Right.
Can I bring my toothbrush?
Yes.
Yeah. Byron. This is music from Wall Street today. People running around like crazy. No! 1,100 points!
15 or 16.
In total. It's a new record.
Yes, it is.
Completely erased the profits of the year 2018.
Totally
so far.
Did it. Wow.
So, there it is. Well, you know, now here's what's interesting. The canary in the coal mine,
right.
Bitcoin bottomed out first.
Huh.
Interesting. Interesting.
But Bitcoin was never sustainable. I mean, there was no one that didn't know that was going to...
But you see, and what makes the stock market sustainable?
Right.
What, centralized banking? Is that it?
I feel like I'm seeing those golden coins skipping over a pond and
like science fiction.
Mike, you know what really blows my mind is that Night Shift existed before the time when life actually turned into
exactly.
Science.
See, it did. It did. Now, let me just ask you, just for those who are listening, how old were you when you started listening to Night Shift?
Oh my God. I was like 17 years old.
Wow. That's just disturbing.
Wow.
That's disturbing. He was 17, Byron. He was just 17.
But I age really fast.
And you know...
What I mean.
Yes. So, Byron, let me ask you another question. Just in terms of music and how life is like science fiction. For you, we often talk about the theme behind music is, or the theme behind damn good music is, or the concept. DGM. What makes DGM is music that takes you somewhere. It doesn't matter what kind of genre it is. It takes you somewhere, whether it takes you, down to the Wall Street, or if it takes you out to the mountain or on the river with Byron or whatever. My question to you is, what music, or let's put it this way, what's your favorite place to be taken by music?
Oh, wow. My favorite place to be taken by music. Okay. When I'm in the need to have, be in a metaphysical space of time and place,
when you have a need to be in a metaphysical place.
Yes, I like to think of music that would be created by Alice Coltrane, Journey into Satchitananda. Absolutely, the type of music that makes you meditate, makes you contemplate. Think in a place in a new dimension, and I like music that allows me to release all of that, the restrictions, and be free.
Okay, so that's where the jazz comes in, the free form nature of it,
jazz,
the unpredictability
of it. Yes, but it's also a mixture of the Eastern philosophy that is brought to if you know Alice Coltrane's work, she was the wife of John Coltrane. And one of the albums that she made engaged a flight into Eastern philosophical concept in music form. And it's very beautiful, it's very relaxing, very calming. And even John Coltrane's A Love Supreme, that type of music takes you to a place where you can feel release inhibitions, feel love,
release,
be love, engage love. I like love.
Release.
Yeah.
Release. I have a pretty fascinating story to tell you. I do want to get some pledges happening, though, because I can see when people are pledging. So we really need to see if we can get a couple pledges in here. It's only a $35 pledge. So if you call right now, 516-620-3602, we've been on for 49 minutes. There should be some pledges happening. So, you know, if you call now and say, I want the winter 2018. I brought the CD with me tonight. Giving it to him tonight. It'll be here. It's ready to be going out tomorrow.
This is 6 hours of music.
Quickly fulfilled. Six and a half.
Wow.
Six and a half.
How many tracks?
That's a good question. I have.
But then you probably have tracks that are like 14 minutes long.
Well, you know, let me just say. Okay, I'll tell you how many tracks. I break it into two volumes for myself, but you get everything. So let's see. 44 tracks in volume one.
Wow.
That's less than $1 a track.
Oh, it's way less. And let me tell you what's in volume two.
That's the minimum.
All right, 44. So there's 88 tracks in total.
Wow.
88 tracks.
Oh,
it's almost 7 hours of music. Just call it seven. That's 88 tracks, Byron.
That's a lot.
How many Night Shift listeners do you think are going to listen to the straight hours?
Well, you see, that's the thing. It's your entire day right there. Right. And I'm just playing you a little bit of it. Wait till I play you the Bruce Dern thing. That's just amazing. But 516-620-3602, if you call right now, you can make a pledge. Or if you go to give2wbai.org, you can go in there and just put in DGM, and you'll see that there's the latest collection, which is Winter 2018. I even did some nice artwork for it. You'll see that.
Really?
It's right in it. Yes, I did. It's there.
What'd you
it's
throw
also
in
on
there?
The Facebook page. If you go to NITESHIFT, I'll put a link where you can make a pledge on the page if you want. But you can see the art right there on the Facebook
the
page.
What is it?
You have to go
describe
to the Facebook
it.
Page.
Can you describe it in words?
I can describe it. I'll have to have Mike from Jersey describe
Mike,
it.
Mike, can you describe it not in words?
So, Mr. Guest, you have a story that
I do have a story.
Fairly
a
fantastic.
Story.
Now, this is what's, again, here's the life is like science fiction. Byron, do you know anything about laser mapping?
I know a little bit about that, yeah.
You know a little bit about laser mapping. Of course you do, Byron. You know a little bit about everything.
I'm
going to
tell you.
What's the commercial? Sure. He's the most interesting man in the world.
A little bit more, Byron.
Yes, that's my
for
brother.
Free.
That's your brother. All right, so talk to me, Mr. Guest.
All right, so check this.
Byron, right? Cough button.
All right,
cough
remember
button,
the the calendar and
Wait.
All right.
What?
Well,
you have
when
to
I
speak to
Mayan,
the audience. Think of the people listening to you. The pyramids are the aliens. The aliens who built the pyramids.
Do you remember the whole calendar thing with the Mayans?
Yes.
But they also had pyramids, a lot like the Egyptians.
And didn't they also have an upside down pyramid under the actual pyramid?
Maybe yeah, and it's on the dollar bill now. Go ahead.
So laser mapping uncovers dozens of ancient Mayan cities.
Laser mapping. During the laser mapping story, I'm Byron. I'm playing some of the Transcendental Take Byron to Another Plane music.
Do you have any sound effects?
I am there with you, my brother.
Oh. Is this laser mapping music?
It's laser mapping music. I let the mystery guest.
And I read this story, by the way.
Of course you did. It's on the Night Shift Facebook page. Go ahead, mystery guest.
Advanced laser mapping has revealed more than 60,000 ancient Mayan structures beneath the jungles of northern Guatemala. Set across dozens of hidden cities, the discoveries include houses, palaces, and a 90-foot-tall pyramid that was previously thought to be a hill. Looks like a hill, but underneath, it's a pyramid. Made possible through special laser-equipped airplanes. Airplanes that can see through dense jungle. The groundbreaking research suggests that Mayan metropolises were far larger and more complex than previously thought.
Far larger
and
more complex?
Complex. Not just bigger, more complex. evidence of agriculture, irrigation, quarries, and defensive fortifications were widespread, and extensive road networks point to initially unknown levels of interconnectivity between settlements.
Fascinating.
Game-changing discoveries. The extent of the findings first reported by National Geographic may transform our understanding of how Mesoamerican civilization operated, according to one of the study's co-directors, Marcelo Canuto from Tulane University in New Orleans. We're discovering that there is more of everything, and the scale is much bigger, he said in a phone interview. In any given area, there were more structures, more buildings, more canals, and more terraces than expected. By extrapolating data from the 2,100 square kilometer, that's 811 square miles site, researchers have also revised their population estimates for the region. They now believe that 10 million people lived in the Maya lowlands.
Fascinating.
An area covering the present-day Guatemala and Mexico. A number that is many times larger than indicated by previous research. The general conceit over the last 100 years has been that the tropics were a bad place to have civilizations and that the climate is not conducive to sustaining complex societies, said Canuto.
Hello. In my opinion, New York is not conducive.
Yeah, to hello. I'll go live in the north
hello.
Of the tropics. It,
New York is not conducive this place is to sustaining complex societies. And, you know, it's interesting how much, in a lot of ways, it's like the hubris. Like, well, they couldn't have survived. The savages couldn't have survived. Go ahead.
The general conceit, right, not conducive to complex societies. That's the climate.
Fascinating.
Said Canuto, who has worked on Mayan archaeology for more than 30 years. There has always been this assumption that Mayan society was less populated and that there wasn't any infrastructure, that they were small, independent city-states without much interaction, just, you know, a couple pyramid geniuses, that's it.
Exactly. They made pyramids, so what? But they were savages.
But we're finding that this just isn't true. The research shows that not only were there lots of people, but also lots of ways that they modified the landscape to render it more productive. Together?
Were these brown people?
The defensive structures that we're finding also suggest that there were lots of people and lots of resources, which can create lots of competition.
Byron, cough.
I pushed the cough button.
No, don't push the cough button that makes you cough. Push the cough button that mutes the cough. Wrong cough button.
Okay, I apologize.
Can we fast forward?
Yes.
Make the what?
The Nesca lines, the animals that you can see only from an airplane, basically.
Oh,
The primitive.
Yeah, and
shapes.
Someone just drove through one. Or
right.
Something?
Yes, that did.
Yeah,
happen.
Yeah, I
wait,
heard
wait,
about
what,
that.
What,
that's,
wait,
that's a different
what,
region, isn't
what,
it? Is, this,
what,
is that also South America?
Don't,
Central
don't,
America?
Listen, don't have a conversation among yourselves. There are people listening.
Mescaline. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like mescaline?
What are you talking about?
The nescalines or mescalines are
with an M.
They eat
I think
a certain
so.
Lettuce.
They're basically shapes of animals that mescaline. You can only see from basically a balloon or an aircraft.
When you
but
say, what do you mean shapes of animals? Like ancient
like
animals?
Giant shapes, like a giant line of a bird, for example.
Like that used to exist.
A panther.
Yes.
All right,
and
so
they would
historical.
Just, they would do
okay,
an
okay.
outline of it,
gotcha.
But that you can only see
from
a floating.
Floating. I got you, from, got you.
From the sky.
Got you, got you. Well, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Because
they
were pilots.
Clearly. Listen, you know,
and here we are, aerial mapping.
Guiding
like,
the
nothing
a-
could
like,
have nothing,
we're
no complex society.
Able to do aerial
we're just
mapping.
Able to discover the civilizations that destroy themselves before we destroy ourselves.
Yes, that's, something like
that's
that.
That's like the big revelation is just before we destroy ourselves, we realize there were civilizations more advanced than us that destroy themselves.
The aerial mapping process is carried out by attaching a LIDAR sensor to the underside of an airplane.
LIDAR.
LIDAR.
Oh, LIDAR.
That's a fascinating
that's
form
the
of
sound
radar.
That it makes when it... Yeah, exactly. It goes,
yeah.
Lie,
no.
Lie.
No.
That's the sound of
it's,
the LIDAR.
It's like
no.
radar.
That's a LIDAR sound.
Come on, you're doing
lie,
the animal thing
lie,
again. What is
lie,
what is the
lie,
what does the tiger say?
I don't know what the tiger says, but that's the LIDAR.
It's like radar that doesn't tell the truth.
It's LIDAR. It's the LIDAR is the radar for lies.
Right.
So when a lie happens, it goes lie, lie, lie. Isn't that right, Byron?
Byron, what's your say?
Byron knows. Byron, do you have
what
LIDAR?
Byron
do you have LIDAR?
Sound? What does the Byron say?
Stupid man.
You're stupid man.
Is it being provoked by a
mystery guest
co-host?
You may continue.
The underside of an airplane, LIDAR, that's where it goes. Using the same technology found
the
in self-driving cars.
Of a LIDAR. What does that even mean?
The underside of an airplane. I'm reading backwards.
Oh.
Thanks, just
that's
to speed
a feat.
Up.
That's a feat.
Using the same technology found in self-driving cars, the instrument maps the landscape by emitting pulses of laser light and the time taken for them to return. So it's sort of like sending out a mirror. It's asking for something like light from a mirror, except the mirror is the surface of the earth, or
right.
Beneath the surface of the earth. It's a laser that can penetrate
the surface of the earth.
Jungles.
Life.
Dense.
Is like
life.
Science fiction. We're here. We're discovering that there are civilizations more complex than we ever imagined.
And matter. The resulting data can reveal ground-level contours pointing researchers toward man-made structures beneath the canopy. For archaeologists, the method allows surveys of great detail and unprecedented size, Canuto said. This initiative is bigger than anything that has ever been done before, but it's not just big, it's also covering a wide
big,
swath
really big.
Of this area.
Big, big.
Say big swath. Big swath. Big swath. Come on, swath. I'm saying swath. You mirror me. Come on, swath. All right, sorry. For archaeologists who work in the tropics, this is entirely revolutionizing the way we do everything, he added. It's as if you were observing the sun and the stars with your naked eye, and then someone invents the telescope.
I like that.
So, yes, covering a big swath.
Covering the naked eye. Oh. Swath.
Mind-blowing swath.
A swath. I'm with you.
Yes.
Yes.
Potential for archaeology. LIDAR
yes.
sensors.
LIDAR.
Yes.
Lie.
You have a problem
lie.
With LIDAR.
Lie.
Can you just say swath? It sounds better. It's more interesting. Okay.
What's a swath now?
Swath.
I don't know.
It's like a
expanse. I don't say words that I don't know.
A wide swath.
I could be calling up some
S-W-A-T-H-E.
Lesser demon. No
error. Error.
Error. Lie. Lie.
Swath.
516-620-3602. The music. You're going to like the music. You want the music. Winter DGM 2018. $35 pledge. We send the CD to you free. 88 tracks. You can find out who these artists are and support them yourself. Did you have more to the story?
Yeah, there's more. I'm also
finish.
Wondering if anyone can look up the etymology of swath.
Well, they can't.
Please call in and give me that.
No one's
I
calling
need
in.
It.
There's
I
no
need
call.
It.
There's no calling
S-W-A-T-H.
In. S-W-A-T-H. There's no calling in.
Well,
there's no calling in.
Can someone Facebook you?
There's no
did
one
you,
calling
did you
in.
Post this? Can someone comment?
Listen, we want them to pledge.
Please let us know what swath means.
Finish the story.
It's a beautiful word.
And Mike,
potential for archaeology.
Finish the story.
Mike, let me
LIDAR
just...
LIDAR sensors.
Yes.
Let me just, sorry, mm-hmm. Let me just add that if you believe Punxsutawney Phil, there's going to be, what is it, 3 or 4 more weeks of winter, so they'll have more time to enjoy the DGM.
That's right. When
that's
you're
a
home,
good point.
When you're home, you can enjoy, you can enjoy, you can enjoy, you can
enjoy,
you can enjoy, it's a Swedish
enjoy.
For enjoying DGM,
oh,
enjoy,
it's
indulge you can
enjoy. And
enjoy, indulge and enjoy,
sway,
indulge and enjoy,
indulge
and enjoy,
indulge,
there it is. Mr. Guest.
Yes.
Finish your story.
Okay. LIDAR sensors have previously been used. LIDAR sensors have previously been used by groundhogs in Pennsylvania to study other Mesoamerican settlements in Belize, as well as temple complexes in Cambodia. The technology may have archaeological
potential. That's a good name
potential.
For a band, Temple Complex. I like that.
Huh. The technology may have archaeological potential in other tropical areas, such as the Amazon and Central Africa. That would be interesting. Fucking. Oh.
Mystery guest, mystery guest.
I'm sorry, there was a typo. Yes. For now, the method's greatest barrier is the cost of chartering aircraft. Aircraft. Canuto said his project was only made possible through funding from the Maya Cultural and Natural Heritage, a Guatemalan nonprofit organization that brought together a consortium of archaeologists and with different areas of expertise.
Now, what's the final verdict here now?
Well, there's
are there more?
Let me just run through this without getting distracted. As well as making research economically viable, this type of collaboration may provide new insight into the large data sets created. Now, we're not limited to one site. We can see everyone's data, Canuto said. So instead of having 10 scholars working on 10 individual sites, we had 10 scholars working on individual questions across all the sites. That gives you a regional perspective that no one else has.
That person went to management school.
Moreover, if archaeologists collaborate with experts in other fields, such as ecology and environmental science, aerial mapping may become more cost-effective and widely used, like aerial the ancient mapping. Maya aircraft.
There we go.
The data we use shows what's on the ground, but the other 95% of the data is providing a vertical profile of the canopy, Canuto said. We as archaeologists.
Wait a minute.
We.
Did you just say they had an aircraft?
Thank you, Byron.
A Mayan aircraft?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, I thought I heard you say that. No,
well,
a
they
Mayan
found,
aircraft.
They can see the landing sites.
There were Mayan aircraft. See, there were Byron. There were Mayan aircraft. Now think about that. There were Mayan aircrafts.
Yeah.
Okay,
high
a society in a place,
high elevations.
A place that they felt
Machu Picchu
could not sustain a complex civilization.
Well, those were Incas. The Mayans
were neighbors.
I'm talking about the Mayans. The Mayans, babe. The Mayans.
They were neighbors.
It's just like Russians and Americans.
They had a trade agreement.
That's right.
They had a trade agreement.
They blew each other up, and now it's a jungle.
Well,
just like Planet of the Apes. We're the apes.
So basically,
are we talking about jets or balloons?
Well, we're talking about
the Eagles, not the jets, as a
empire previously covered by jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
hidden
the jungle
from us for
hit it.
Centuries.
Yes.
The jungle hid it.
Yes.
The jungle hides the room.
Yes.
As they do in Cambodia.
By nature itself.
In Angkor Wat.
Overgrown.
Thank you.
Nature knows.
And in Africa.
There it is. The seat of civilization.
Seats. Plural. Each handcrafted. In an era of handcrafted seats.
All right, so finish, Mr.
Yes. Yes. Moreover, if archaeologists collaborate
to some DGM here
with
that's going to blow your mind.
In other fields, such as ecology and environmental science, aerial mapping will become more cost-effective and widely used. The data we use shows what's on the ground, but the other 95% of the data is providing a vertical profile of the canopy.
You said this already.
No. We want to know what's underneath there.
I want to know what's underneath that part
when
of the
you
article.
Remove the trees. But ecologists want to see biomass and other things that archaeologists don't care about.
That's a good name for a band, too.
The digital maps will later be used to carry out targeted ground research. Over the next 3 years, Canuto and his team plan to scan the entire Maya Biosphere Reserve and 8,000.
The entire Maya Biosphere Reserve. Does that have like a. What's the acronym there?
MBR.
Oh. How is it MBR?
Maya Biosphere Reserve.
Maya Biosphere Reserve. What R? With the R with the S. It should be MBR, not MBS.
Right, reserve.
I'm sorry.
I said MBR.
Okay.
It's an 8,341, and the one counts, square mile site.
Yes.
In Guatemala's Petén region.
Byron.
This suggests that the Mayan civilization was much more far advanced.
Much
than
more.
Western civilization.
Let's talk about aircraft.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hello.
Yeah, and ancient structures.
Look, just before our demise, we realized there was a civilization greater than ours that we previously demised. It is Planet of the Apes.
And the whole tigers thing and the birds that they can see.
You know what, Mike, with all the craziness I'm reading in the news, if I read a news article tomorrow that scientists found an alien spacecraft from thousands of years ago, I wouldn't even be surprised.
Yeah, buried beneath the White House.
Was it Han Solo's?
You're tuned to Listen to Sponsored Radio, WBAI 99.5 FM in New York, and the DGM you're about to hear that's about to blow your mind over the next 10 minutes, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Ask for Winter DGM 2018. It's only $35. We send you the CD free, 6.5 hours, 88 tracks.
That's a minimum. Is there a maximum?
There is no better deal on earth.
Is this one disc or multiple?
One disc.
I need a really big $35.
Send it to you free.
A really big disc.
It's a tax refund. What is it called? A donation? You know, if you need one of those. You know,
listen,
it's
a tax deductible. Yes, it is. It is. Your donation is tax deductible. Listen to me.
Is there a cap?
Wait a
tax
second.
Deductible.
I mean,
that's
you
right.
Know,
your
I mean,
donation is tax deductible. You can donate.
Well, I can get DGM and I can get it as a tax deduction.
You get it as
a deduction.
What are you not doing? What is it you're not doing? 516-620-3602. Byron, have you made your deductions?
516-620-3602.
That's right,
you
Byron.
Get DGM right
that's
there.
Your DGM
I need a big
right
deduction because I have big ass.
Okay,
so
that's
I need a big, can
the
I,
TMI
can
there,
can I
there
can I
Mr.
More
guest?
There? Can I put more 35 times 2, 1.5?
Well, this is...
I've lost words.
35?
You know, 212. I'm sorry.
Right
516-620-3602. Make a pledge.
Check out the button.
So are you enjoying the DJM there, Byron? Were you listening
Absolutely.
At the beginning?
You know, I like I said to the question you asked me, I love way music can absolutely take me to a place of peace.
All right, well,
I can leave.
Well, Byron, I have to say now, I'm going to play something to you here. Okay. Play something to you now. Now, to me, okay, like I said, there's certain music that it's clear that with the artists who created it, they knew they'd get it played on Night Shift. You've heard me play sound bites from Soylent Green, I mean, from Silent Running. For years I've been playing it. It's an obscure science fiction film. You can actually say decades. Okay. Now, you know it so well, and I'm just going to play a little bit of it to you because you should know it well by now. Okay. Just to let me pull it up for you. Just to, we're all on the same page here.
Is that when you stop eating soy for like 2 months?
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again? Huh?
Okay, that's...
You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
Now, that whole speech, the cared enough about to have a dream, is about in the plot of Silent Running.
Right.
He's in a forest. Earth cannot really sustain forests, so they've blasted this forest off into space. And he's one of the caretakers of the forest. You remember this, Byron, yes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so I play these sound bites. There's obscure, and he talks about, you know, and then you hear like, listen to this, boys. That's also from Silent Running, and
he's when playing cards with Bruce the robots.
Stern. Bruce Stern he plays cards with the robots. Now I'm going to play you though. The classic part here is where he says, you know, listen to this, boys, and you hear that sound effect.
What did he just say? Play what he just said again. I want to hear it, knowing.
And you don't think it's time somebody had a dream again?
That's Bruce Stern.
You don't think that it's time that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
Wow.
You don't think that somebody cared enough to have a dream?
That is Bruce Dern. And I'm going to play this to you, okay?
Saw something. They saw something.
No, that's Christopher Walken. Calm yourself, Byron. Byron, they're not all the same. Byron.
The medication is too strong.
I know. It's too strong. Byron, it's too strong. Use the chewing gum version. The chewing gum version.
Okay. I apologize.
Now, here is, listen to this. This is the classic. I want you to listen to the sound effects here. Okay.
All right.
Hi, this is from Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia. Valley Forge, Berkshire, Sequoia.
This is Comm Central. Channel open for executive order AUC 3423. Listen to this, boys.
That's
I'll play
Bruce
it to you again.
Stern?
No.
Who's that?
That's just a scene in the movie.
In the movie.
I'm picturing it.
Hi, this is from Valley Forge.
So listen to the sound effects. Just listen.
Silent Running.
Silent Running.
Is this your Bible? What is this movie?
You're talking about it. You're talking over the sound effects. Listen to the sound effects.
Wait, where are they?
All right, this is from Valley Forge.
Okay, now, I want you to listen to this track. This track, and I don't even want to tell you the name of the group. I'll tell you the name of the group, but I almost don't want to tell you the name of the group because... You know how I'm always saying, oh, that's a great name for a band, da 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 da.
Yes.
Okay, this is clearly what I would see as a great name
for a band.
Okay, the name of this band is Carbon-Based Lifeforms. I have 4 tracks from them. Yes, that's right, Carbon-Based Lifeforms. Great band name, obviously, Watts. The name of the band is Carbon-Based Lifeforms, and they have a song that takes Byron somewhere that uses Bruce Stern sound effects.
masks.
What about the forests?
No.
Did you like that DGM? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear they have Bruce Dern in there talking about What About the Forests? And you could hear the sound effect. You know that sound effect. Anyway, I just had to play that here. And it's on the DGM collection. If you go to, if you call, you can go to BAI, you can go to give to the number two, give to WBAI.org, and you can look for Winter DGM 2018, or you can call 516-620-3602. It's only $35. Come on. Free. 88 tracks. Come on, how can you not go for that? Now, you want to give out, there's another way to do it, Mike from
Jersey. Yes. Anybody who wants to text a donation can just type in the letters WBAI and then the number 41444.
Why don't you just try that out and see what happens? Get some money. Make some money. Show us money. Hello. That's the mystery guest is now. Medication is wearing off.
Excuse me.
She got sucked into the vortex.
Excuse me.
She's out of control. It only took 6 months. Eight months.
A person can text.
Yes.
Their way
text a donation.
Tax deductible donation land.
Yes, Mike Sargent.
I have some really interesting DGM. I have so much DGM for you to play this morning, but we have some interesting stories. Because here's the thing, Byron. You know, how would we know if we were in the day end of days? How would we know? And would people even believe it? You know, would the people who are not aware of all the signs and everything that's been predicted, would they know, the uninformed, the unenlightened, the unaware, would they know?
Are these the end times, Papa?
That's what I'm saying.
I always go to Union Square to just get the truth about the matter.
We don't pay attention to the mystery guest at this point. We have to wait until she rides it out until the next injection. Byron?
Yes, Mike.
What, you tell me. What would happen? If this were the end of days, how would we know? How would we know for sure?
For those that are in the know.
Yes.
That are scripture.
But people would doubt them. People would doubt them. They would be the doubters.
Well,
I doubt you, Byron.
Here's the thing that you should reinforce the doubting Thomas and not Thomas Lee. What you have to relate to is that in written spiritual journals, and I'm not pinpointing any specific religion. There is a...
The commonality of all religions is the end of time, end of man. Yes.
But one thing that is certain...
That is certain, that we will destroy ourselves. Is that what you're saying?
They all refer to cataclysmic happenings that are not of the norm. And each time that happens, it impacts more than... 100,000 people, like the tsunami that hit. It was not a herd phenomena, but it snuck up on them and instantly wiped out 100,000 people. And there are elements which in each of those spiritual writings implicates this is what's going to happen, as in prophecy. Now, it's kind of hard to separate the mythology from what's really going on, because yes, we have a lot of people who are denying climate change. But significant to all that's going on currently is an element that must say, pay attention to something. Okay? And at that point, you begin to add up the number of times and the frequencies that is happening, and then it starts to converge into a commonality for stories that was told thousands of years ago that this
a singularity.
Are you like quantum thoughts?
And then you begin to get people who, even the most skeptic of skeptics, will start to say, well, what's going on?
You mean like the Trump voters who go like, oh, wait, we shouldn't have voted for him.
Right, because science cannot confirm it for them. And it's out of a realm of the unbelievable.
No.
And so... But
is there anything written, Byron, about the obliteration of reality? You know, because I have to say, the one thing that I am impressed with in terms of, it's not that it's genius, but it is genius, because I think in a lot of ways, simplicity. Listen to this. I heard that sound effect. You heard that sound effect? That's that sound effect. Come on, you know the sound effect. You heard me play it for years. Anyway, I think it's kind of interesting. We live in this time now, Byron, where, you know, reality has been obliterated. You know, people now have, and again, and maybe in some ways religion has worked this way. It's a belief system that once you subscribe to it, it allows you to filter the world completely. So if you subscribe to the idea of, let's say, fake news, and if you subscribe to the idea that anything that doesn't agree with your viewpoint is fake news, now you're done. It's done. You don't have to ever open your mind to anything else. You are now, if it doesn't agree with what you already believe, it's fake news.
Did you hear what Neil deGrasse Tyson said recently at a science convention on the West Coast?
No, what'd he say?
He was giving a talk on science and religion.
Yeah.
And he was talking about thinking about how he was going to approach the topic. And then he basically said that religion is what smart men use to explain the unexplainable.
Yes, okay. Then, I'm with you. I'm interested.
And then he talks about the percentages of scientists that believe in some sort of religion. And he said that the percentage is about 30%. And then he says, why can't that number be zero? meaning all scientists should only see what they can explain.
Well, you see, here's the other question, though. But okay, you know, religion. Right. What's your definition of religion? Now, Byron is a religious man.
Right.
Now, is it anything separate from spirituality? Here's the deal. There's thousands of religions out there, hundreds, dozens at least. Okay, and if you find one that makes sense to you, that you see the proof of that in your life, why couldn't you subscribe to that? And here's the other thing. Okay, if the universe is, you know, universal, then that means it's got to be, it's got to coexist. Universes coexist. You know, we talk about other dimensions. Other dimensions of reality, whether it's a perception or the living of it, have to coexist. So, you know, I'm just saying. Byron could be a prophet or a crackpot. But either way.
I'm a crack prophet.
Either way, he's still Byron.
All right. Crack prophet.
Here, first of all, Byron, this is Byron's theme right here. Stop. And Byron, cough button.
I know.
516-620-3602.
Call us now.
516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Please.
$35.
$35 pledge. Come on, that's not that much. Lazy. Come on, I feel like we're begging. Should we have to beg to get for you? Come on, you love this music. This is Byron's theme right here.
It's WBAI. Text WBAI.
Text
the
letters WBAI.
41444.
41.
41344.
41444. 41444. Text that. See what happens. It'll say, do you love Night Shift? You text back, yes. 516-620-3602. $35 pledge. Winter DGM. 2018.
Homeless men are being gunned down on the streets of Los Angeles.
What?
Homeless men are being gunned down on the streets of Los Angeles.
Okay, talk to me. If this is not Life is Like Science Fiction, I do not know what is. Barney, are you listening to this?
In a video you can click on.
I know the story.
This is like a B-movie from the 80s.
Yes.
In a video that you can see on CNN, James Edgar Lewis is sleeping under a Las Vegas freeway when a dark-colored SUV passes by. Seconds later, a man wearing a dark top emerges from the vehicle and shoots Lewis twice in the head before fleeing. There is no struggle, no fight. Lewis never even appears to wake up. It's basically an execution, says Lieutenant Dan McGrath of Los Angeles Metropolitan Police. Lewis' death on Friday has Los Angeles police looking for clues that may link the fatal attack to the shooting of another homeless man 10 minutes away and 4 days earlier. On January 29th, Brian Clegg was shot and killed, also while sleeping, in front of a business on a busy street. There is a possibility that these two incidences are related, said LVMPD spokesman Laura Meltzer. A homeless person was sleeping when the person shot them. Police released a video showing Lewis cold-blooded killing on their Facebook page, urging anyone with information to come forward. The video is very graphic and comes with a warning. Meanwhile, Meltzer says police are canvassing the area surrounding the shootings and asking residents to check their home surveillance cameras for footage of a dark-colored SUV or a male in a dark hoodie, which was what the suspect was wearing when he shot Clegg. A patrol sector and and investigative detail are attempting to solve these crimes with an increased presence in areas where we have large numbers of homeless people, Meltzer said. And one more sentence. We never quite know where this piece of information is going to come from that can solve these cases.
Now, Byron. Okay, here's my question to you, okay? Okay, and I ask you because I know who you are. Okay, you know...
That's wild.
Do human beings really have the wisdom at whatever stage of development they are? Human beings have the wisdom to carry around the easy mechanism of taking the life of another. Okay, do we possess the wisdom as a species to be able to wield that power on the individual level, the gun level, and I'm going to ask you, and you can answer this secondarily, on the nuclear level, on the like the nuclear arms race, the whole idea that you know this, that, the Korea, whatever, you know. Okay, should we have this power just because it exists? Should we have developed it? Do we have the wisdom to wield this kind of power? That's one. That's two. Third question is, Byron, what is it going to take? You know, in the month of January, it's ridiculous. Well over a dozen shootings. It's only going to continue. We know how human beings are. Human beings are inspired by other human beings. It's just the way human beings work. Every time you hear about a shooting, it inspires another shooting. Every time you hear about some crazy thing, it inspires somebody else. So let's just say the whole idea of working out whatever you're working out, because you hold in your hand the ability to take a life, quickly, easily walk away, all right? Like, it's like puffing a cigarette, okay? And you've got that ability, and you have issues. And this is not a society that's really built to help people be healthy. People, everybody should be healthy. That's not the society we have. So you can walk around and now take the life of people who are defenseless, who are powerless, okay? We've seen many, 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 many aspects of however you want to look at it, whether it's male, whether it's human, whether it's, you know, primarily one race or the other, with the Me Too movement, we see what, when human beings have power, how they abuse it. We see that. We see that in every aspect of history. So the third and final question is, what is it going to take for us to change things in this country, and will it ever happen? So going one, do we, just to recap here, Byron. One, do we possess the wisdom to wield that kind of power on an individual level? Guns, should it ever, could we, do you think we will be at that point? Two, what about the nuclear level? Is it the same? Is it insane for us to even have these kind of things? Should we have shot all this stuff into space? And then three, you know what I just said. So
we still have a doomsday clock.
Yeah, I know. I have that story. Go ahead, Byron.
And that clock was reset to 2 minutes before midnight.
Yes, it was. I have that story for tonight. I have that story for this. Life is like science fiction. So talk to me, Byron. Give me your philosophical views on all these things.
I don't want to live in a comic book.
First of all, let me say, before Byron gives us this information, which is amazing, but we have Byron Saunders here who can tell us all the everything. Let me tell you, Byron knows everything. He knows all, tells all. But you can call 516-620-3602. And here's what I'm going to do. I want this piece of music here. I'm going to play it to you. And I'm going to let you feel this music and the mood of this music. And then I'm going to let Byron talk. So, Byron, stay there. Stay with the music. Because I want people to listen and call 516-620-3602. DGM. Byron Saunders.
Mike Sargent.
How are you feeling, Byron?
I'm feeling better.
You're feeling better.
I'm being in my bubble. See if I'm staying in my bubble.
This is how Chris does the show, just so you know. Now you're Chris. You're like Chris. Chris sits at home and does the show, and then when we're done with the show, he can hang up and go to sleep.
Does he plug in the virtual reality?
He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
He is virtual reality.
It is virtual reality. All right.
Chris Taylor's the lawnmower man?
He is the lawnmower man. Byron, some of this new GM is so good, I have to tell you. I myself, you know, I listen back to what I've done, what I've culled, and then I can get pulled in myself.
Mike,
just
the selections you played tonight are unbelievable. I want to re-listen to every track. This is all part of the DGM?
It's all the DGM. 516-620-3602. I'm going to tell you, you know, music.
And if you think dialing is lazy, you can text WBAI to the number 41444.
That's right. Just make a pledge. You can $5, $10, $15, doesn't matter anything. But $35, if you want to get 88 tracks, over 6.5, almost 7 hours of music, I suggest that you make a call or go to give2, WBAI.org, or make a call, 516-620-3602. I don't think you'll regret it. I'm going to play. I'm still on the same first CD from the three volumes here. I haven't even gotten to volume. I brought it to play it in regular CD. It takes up 4 CDs.
Right.
Okay. For volume 1.
Oh my God! Wait, volume 1 is 4 CDs.
Volume 1 is 4 CDs, but I put it all in one MP3 CD, so you get everything.
Wow.
But yes. So it's a really technically it's the equivalent of 8 CDs worth of music. For a $35 pledge, we send it to you free. Just so that you can discover who these artists are and
you can literally
support
spend
them
an
yourself.
Entire workday listening to
easily,
DGM.
Easily. And by the time you've listened to 6.5, almost 7 hours, you're ready to start again. You're
right.
Like, I want to hear that track again. Listen to this track, Byron. Byron, are you there?
I am still here.
Are you still here, Byron?
I am here.
Byron, are you there?
Yes, speak to me.
I like the fact that you could go into your Dr. Morbius voice.
Right.
Yes, I am here, the crow. This is such a great track. This suggests that it's not cold outside. I got carried into the groove. I got carried away into the groove.
I didn't see a groove.
There's a groove. All right, this is a different kind of groove. Here. For me, that was a groove. I was there. That was the Byron groove. Byron got taken to his Byron Island, where he makes his bubble chili.
Mike, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
In the 90s, did you think we were going to live in a time only a couple of decades later where you could own your own virtual reality headset?
Well, you know, the virtual reality said that the tech I could envision us having.
Okay.
The tech I could envision us having. A TV under your head?
But there's certain things that I have to say, you know, I'm surprised have gone down. You know, the tech, yeah, because I'm a tech person.
Right.
And I follow a lot of trends and, you know, yeah, okay. You know, the stuff that I dismiss, so I don't have a view. I just like, all right, you know, because I was never a video game guy.
Right.
So, but I can see that it's an industry.
But they're really trying to sell it to the non.
Well, but here's the thing about video games. Understand something about video games. Video games were a movie. Let's say the biggest movie, whatever, Avatar 2 comes out.
Right.
It's going to make $2 million. It'll probably take, you know, and do it really fast. It might take 6 weeks. To make $2 billion worldwide.
Absolutely. You know, it might take 6 weeks. If you have a movie with a video game,
Let me finish. But if you have a video game, you could make that $1 billion that first 24 hours.
But what if you also have a movie?
Oh, yeah. It's cracked for the masses.
Well, that's my point is. My point is the distribution setup for the consumption of that IP is on another level for movies. So it quiet as it's kept. Yeah, movies are great, but you want to make really big money really fast. I mean, movies have tried to catch up by shortening the quarter. Right. You know, you release it on Blu-ray. It's out for three months, then it's on Blu-ray, then it's online, and sometimes the same time.
The video games are ridiculous in terms of making money.
Yes. The mystery guest is beginning to come back to coherence.
Well, yeah, can I see your movie in VR? Can I play it?
Netflix already has a VR app.
Listen, VR has been around for a minute.
It's just Netflix VR. So if you own one of those headsets, you can download an app that will let you just touch the screen in your head and watch the movies that way. And you can even set it up to look like a virtual movie theater and you're looking at a screen.
What kind of screen?
Like a fake movie theater screen from your perspective.
Like what?
Like you're watching. Let's say you're in a video game and you're seeing a simulation of a movie theater.
Hold on. You say that so casually, though. Let's say you're in a video game. Byron, do you hear how casually he said that? Byron? Like, tell me that's not life is like science fiction in itself.
Tron.
Well, you know. Yeah, well, listen, let's go back to the movie Brainstorm.
Right.
Where. The notion of being able to
record
tap into
death.
One's sensory path, you know, and interject it with electrons that would change.
Interjected with electrons.
The movie was very, very predicting.
Electron
and
interjection.
Gave us an insight that look at where we are. We actually have it.
That's when a robot interrupts you.
I showed my 8.5-year-old daughter the movie Brainstorm.
Wait,
that's interesting. That
and
you
her mind it. Was blown.
Of course it was.
Did
she was like.
Brainstorm?
She had a brainstorm.
Did she enjoy the movie?
Does she have a theory on the Natalie
too,
Wood?
I think she was too busy trying to
process
what she was
Can I just tell you,
watching.
Like, you got to wait a certain point? Because just so you know, you wait a certain point, certain movies. Listen, you don't drop Brainstorm on an 8-year-old, okay?
I can't believe Warren Beatty's a suspect, like, out of nowhere.
Warren Beatty is a suspect in what? Like, somebody told me the real deal.
Movie.
I can't say it here or the air, but remind me. I'll tell you.
All right.
Remind
All
you
right.
what?
Like, I know the deal. I know what happened on the boat.
Which boat?
The boat.
The Natalie Wood boat.
Natalie Wood. Yes.
And Christopher Walken was there.
Listen to me. And they got to sell a movie. There's
Chris
a movie
Walken
about.
Was there.
In the dark.
I want to see who plays Christopher Walken in the movie.
Was there a moon?
I think they should just do CG Chris Walken.
You
just have him do it.
You
tend
to listen to sponsored radio. WBAI.
Night Shift.
516-620-3602. Winter DGM 2018. $35 pledge. How can you not want this?
DGM.
You can text WBAI to the number 41444.
It was heavy on me.
Pledge.
to carry this cross. You wreck your heart, and the sorrow never ends. We got to bury our friends. It was heavy on me.
Sergeant.
Are you enjoying this DJing up here, Byron?
Absolutely.
You are?
You know that I am, yes. Very good choices and selections.
And you're enjoying it. You feel something. You feel something.
Camels. Yeah. You know, you put me in that reflective state of mind so I can answer those questions.
Yes, I did. I tried to put you in the mystery guest is speaking to her ship.
I had an image of Byron dancing.
Yeah, Byron does dance. He does dance to the...
I've seen Byron dance.
You've seen Byron dance.
And,
yes.
And then I get sucked in.
And live to tell about it.
Absolutely.
Yes. It's like watching Byron dance is like riding the whirlwind.
There you go.
It was a kind of world being made.
Exactly. Riding the whirlwind of Byron dancing.
All right, so... check this out. Camels, banned from beauty contest after being injected with Botox. That's right. There's a camel beauty contest. And
first
some
of, first of all, let's just chew on the fact that there is a camel beauty contest.
Yeah, I don't even know what to
now, say. Now, Byron, any thoughts on the camel beauty contest? Like camel beauty contest.
My thoughts are these, is that the camel lips were already big. Why did they want to
Byron, Byron, you're making all kinds of assumptions. All right, so now Botox,
camel lips.
Botox scandal
they're
in camel beauty contest. All right,
there
so please,
so many
right.
On a camel.
Please, like that.
They're
I couldn't
hard to
even.
Look at.
I couldn't even make the onion. Couldn't the onion couldn't make
unwrinkled
that
unwrinkled camel.
Okay. Botox scandal at camel beauty contest.
The camel beauty contest.
They kept. Go ahead, Mr. Guest.
Camels banned from beauty contest after being injected with Botox. They're talking about animals here, not like someone's labia showing through jeans. Competitors are judged on the size of their lips, cheeks, heads, and knees. This is Camel Land.
Camels judged on the size of their
lips.
Camel
beauty contest.
Video.
A camel beauty contest. This is an auction in Saudi Arabia.
Yikes.
Has been rocked by scandal after 12 ships of the desert. 12 ships of the desert, mind you, were disqualified because their owners had
12 ships of the desert.
Botox.
I think I'll call
them.
My company.
12 ships,
ships of the desert.
What is that in camel language?
That means like you
prize
totally bought into the romantic
for the
view
Miss Camel
of
contest
your culture. I'm
runs
sorry.
Into millions of pounds. That's a preferred currency, making the temptation to cheat irresistible for some. The competition is part of a month-long festival celebrating the camel, held in Ruma, some 160 kilometers east of Riyadh. It aims to reflect aspects of Saudi heritage and includes a petting zoo featuring the world's tallest and shortest camels, just in case you were wondering. A museum with life-size sand sculptures of camels and tents for tasting camel's milk. If you want to know.
Tasting camel's milk, yeah.
I've been curious.
And
what
get,
does it taste like?
You get a
like?
Button.
I know. Is it similar to yak? Or does it taste like, is it 10 times higher in protein?
Does it taste like moof milk?
Competitors in the beauty contest are rated on, amongst other things, the size of their lips and cheeks, which is where the illicit use of Botox comes in. All right, check out your camel, look at your camel.
Of a camel's lips.
Are your camel's lips and your camel's cheeks kind of inflated? Unnatural.
The size.
Although the reward
your camel has
of a camel's lips.
Yes. If your camel has uncontrollable slobber drilling from its lips.
No, you have to keep them closed. Keep them closed. Just use Botox.
Right.
It's easy.
Because he's got Botox. He's infected.
It's called Easy Pass.
Camels create an aphrodisiac.
Just Botox it.
Do camels need chapstick in the desert?
That's all you gotta do. Just Botox your camel's
lips. Keep their lips dry from being
dry. Keep cheeks up. That's all you have to do. Competitors in the beauty contest. Are rated. So it's a contest. It's a contest. Camel chapstick. Although the rewards of winning are great, a truly beautiful camel does not come cheap. Hello, that's why I said this was an auction. It's not just a beauty contest. It's an auction.
Wait, so we're,
Hello.
Is this started like...
Calling all camels. Are you a beauty camel? Do you have lips of beauty and cheeks to match? Come to the Camel Beauty Contest.
Lips.
Do you have natural camel beauty?
Exactly.
Come to the Camel Beauty Contest.
Camel beauty.
And you will be...
Just look like one.
Appreciated.
My first ska band is called Camel Beauty.
Camel Beauty. That's a good
Only
name for a band.
Only people who have the financial ability can compete
camel
on
beauty.
The rare and beautiful camels.
Live.
Said head judge.
I'm putting that down.
Malzan Al-Mahdi.
Best band name of the night.
Only people who have the financial ability to compete on the rare and beautiful
camel
camels.
Beauty. Live.
Live at Madison Square Garden on the 25th, Camel Beauty.
I'm opening
oh,
for Camel
so
Beauty.
There's like a little, only the people who have the financial ability can compete on the rare and beautiful camels. That's a sentence.
Is that a sentence?
Yeah. But it includes like a little bit of an extra the. Only people who have the financial ability can compete on the rare and beautiful. No, it's perfect. It's perfect. They pay prices up to 7 million rials. That's 1.3 million pounds.
Rials, is that like...
Rials,
three?
Saudi
oh,
rials.
Rials.
That 7 million equals roughly 1.3 million pounds, which is twice as much as the dollar still. Has anyone checked?
What is that in guap?
Someone should check. Yeah.
The British pound is kind of weak, although the dollar's a little weak too. So 30, it's usually about 60 to 70 cents a dollar. Sorry, 60 to 70 pence a dollar.
Anyway, I do not want to exaggerate, but it depends on how rare the camel is.
Such a great
guy. The rarer the camel, the more the competing bidders are. The rarer the camel is, the more the competing bidders
What
are.
Makes a camel rare?
Comma, the higher the price becomes. But it depends on how rare the camel is. The rarer the camel is, the more the competing bidders are.
I need to have a rare camel.
The higher the price becomes. I would like to translate.
Take it out on the weekends.
If you got a rare camel,
you're tuned to Listen to Sponsored Radio. WBAI.
So what's the
99.5 FM?
The angle, what's the draw?
I want to take my camel to the movies.
WBAI.
You have a nice camel. You have a beautiful, rare camel. Just take your camel to the movies already.
If you make a pledge, 516-620-3602, the music that's taking you somewhere. Into the desert.
You can also text.
When you call 516-620-3602, all you do is you say, I'd like the DGM Winter 2018. That's DGM Winter 2018. 88 tracks over 6.5 hours. We send it to you for free. Just for supporting WBAI. Now here's the other thing. If we can get 10 WBAI buddies,
oh my god!
You don't want the music. You don't want the music. All right, fine. You don't care.
Do you
okay,
want,
you don't
like,
want the music. I don't care. Go
comparison.
And become a BAI buddy in the name of Night Shift right now. I need to do 10. I need to do 10 to justify myself being on the air. Hopefully,
here's the thing.
You've been enjoying this
with 88 tracks, and this is the music.
This is the music, but
this
I'm just saying, this is WBA. It
DGM.
Is, but if people don't want that, let's say they don't want that. What if say they don't want it? If they don't want, listen to me. If they don't want it, just become a BAI buddy.
Mike, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
With the times we're living in, can we afford to not have WBAI?
No. First of all, we cannot afford to not have WBAI.
Could we have afforded it last week?
And you cannot afford to not have, let's just say this, the beauty of information. Is that you are better because of it. And the beauty of art, music, any of it, movies, it's your life is better. Now you have an experience that you can carry around and revisit. And if that experience is music, if it's listening to WBAI, what you learned, something that changed your life, that increased or opened your perspective. That's why you make a pledge. 516-620-3602. And DGM is the kind of music that encourages you to open, change, become. 516-620-3602. DGM Winter 2018. That's all you have to say. There are people who, live people right now, who will take your call, who will interact with you. You're with it. What are you listening, Arnie? What are you at home? What's your system? What's your setup, Byron?
He's in the bubble.
Oh, I'm just.
He's listening to his bubble stereo.
You got the bubble.
Yes, in the bubble sphere.
In the bubble sphere. Is it eight track, six track?
Is Byron listening to a boombox?
I actually, it's a bio technique that I'm
bio
working with.
Bio technique. Yeah, of course it is.
What?
Listen, he's working with the bio technique. Don't.
Do you have a radio?
Don't dispute
do you have,
him.
Like, a
He's right. working with a biotechnique.
All right, That's good.
He doesn't have a radio as a speaker like in The Prisoner.
It looks like an egg.
Are you listening online, Byron?
No, he's listening on the egg speaker.
Did he call in on Skype?
No, he's calling in on a regular ass. He's calling
you
on a regular.
You can say ass. You just can't.
Can I say ass?
Can you say arse? Yes.
Regular ass phone with Byron Saunders.
Can't say ass phone.
All right. Smartphone, of course. It's a smartphone.
Be smart. Can't say ass phone. Be smart.
Be smart.
Call it a smartphone.
Not an ass, though.
One cannot enter into the bubble sphere without smartness.
Are you ready for something here, Byron? I'm going to play something to you. Are you ready?
Bring it. Bring it on.
You ready for some DGM? All right, but I do have a story. I have this. This is a really fascinating story that the mystery guest is going to read to you. Isn't it Mike from Jersey's turn?
Mike from Jersey's
is it?
Turn.
Okay.
It's Mike. It's your turn, Mike from Jersey.
I'm going to send this to you. I'll give it the old college try.
I'll give this to you. But in the meantime, in between time, I'm going to play this to you.
As Governor Chris Christie said on his wedding night, I couldn't possibly do it by myself.
Where'd you come up with that?
No idea.
During that, Byron?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Wild now.
What's that?
The story is wild.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's DGM.
It's DGM. Okay. Now, Mike from Jersey has a story that is wild.
Human user lets you hire someone to do your dirty work while wearing your face.
Okay. Byron, you with that?
Wouldn't you love to lead a full, rich social life without the hassle of getting out of bed in the morning? Soon, you may be able to do so, thanks to a new prototype of product called the Chameleon Mask, which debuted earlier this week.
Wait. The Chameleon Mask.
The Chameleon Mask.
Thinking about that for a second, Byron?
Yes.
The Chameleon Mask.
Of course.
Is reality, Byron. This is not something from some movie. It's like, oh, you like the concept in the movie, The Chameleon Mask? This is reality. Go ahead.
The Chameleon Mask debuted earlier this week at MIT Technologies Review MTech Conference in Singapore. New York Magazine reported. Touted by creator Jun Rekimoto, deputy director of Sony Computer Science Laboratories Incorporated. So this is part of the R&D of Sony. As a human Uber, the service would essentially allow customers to hire a living, breathing human to walk through the world in his or her stead.
Now Bruce Willis made this movie.
To do this, Rikimoto wrote on his website, a surrogate user wears a mask-shaped display that shows a remote user's live face, and a voice channel transmits a remote user's voice. While the remote user looks through a video-enabled tablet attached to the front of the surrogate's mask, the surrogate sees the same view through the concealed mobile phone inside the mask. The surrogate screen also displays any text instructions that the remote user might type in from home. Simply put, it's like Skype, but with a paid stranger wearing your face over his face.
Wait, how much does that cost?
A million billion.
Okay, how is it too expensive?
That's
for
the temperature of the sun.
All right, like, here's my situation. All right, I have like $25 in the bank, okay? Can I afford to have someone
wear faces?
Byron, any thoughts on the chameleon mask? The chameleon mask, Byron.
It sounds cool.
I'll wear your face for a nice percentage.
Well,
what percentage?
Someone will do your dirty work while wearing
the gross or the
your
or,
digital
I mean,
face.
What are the pluses?
For the
Byron,
minuses?
A man with your digital face committed a murder, and he said to us that you told him to do it.
So you could conceivably commit a murder with a chameleon mask.
There it is.
It has to fit first, right? Is that right, Mike?
Byron.
No, you can literally rent a person. So that means you can rent somebody to basically commit a murder for you.
Well, they can do whatever you want. You can have them go moon your old boss.
How many more
Byron,
the
human Uber. Human
before
Uber.
You can afford a fact check.
Yes, an idea gone too far.
Wait, what?
516-620-3602. Make a pledge right now, please.
Wait. So
if you're enjoying the music.
You have to pick up
the phone. If you're enjoying the station.
Pick up a telephone. That's
if you're enjoying the information.
Enjoy the information.
If you're enjoying the perspective.
Understood. So wait then, you have to pick up the phone.
This is Byron's theme here.
Pick up the phone, Byron?
Yeah.
But you don't have to make a call. You could also text WBAI to the number 41444.
Can you do that?
You heard that?
Online?
41444. Text the letters WBAI.
Do you need a phone to do that? Like
a
landline?
Payphone? A can?
Wait, it just text.
You can text on anything.
516-620-3602. $35 pledge, and you can get all the music over 88 tracks, not over eight, but over 6.5 hours.
6.5 hours?
6.5 hours.
But they also get the album art by Mike Sargent.
The what? The album art, that's right.
Yeah,
the album art's there, too. That's
album
right.
Art that you
it's
designed.
Amazing. It's amazing.
Hello,
I'll show
Michael.
It to you. I'll show it to you. I'm going to play this track to you while I look it up online. It's on the Facebook page if you go to NITESHIFT.
You know, Mike, you know what I'm going to do?
I'm going to
wake up tomorrow. I'm going to do a day's work.
Are you going to wake up tomorrow?
I'm going to wake up. I hope so.
Wait, how long is it going to take you?
It's going to take him a long
time. I'm going to do a day's work listening to DGM.
Half a day.
And then I'm going to come home.
Does DGM help speed up?
And then I'm going to listen to DGM all over again.
If I listen to
but
this
on my
when
free
I'm
time.
Sleeping, how much smarter will I become?
And then before I go to bed, I'm going to listen to DGM in my sleep.
So this is 6.5 hours, 88 tracks. What's the minute percentage on average?
Oh, check this out. Check this track out here, right here.
This one?
Check this crack out. Tell me this is not you figuring out how you're going to destroy someone. Thank you. put this in there. This is Cliff Martinez.
Mike.
From Contagion.
Oh, is that what this is from?
That's it. That's exactly what it is.
There is another part of this, short little part of the story that's, I think, as if not more mind-blowing.
Well, talk to me.
All right. So, simply put, it's Skype, but with a paid stranger wearing your face over his face. But similar telepresence devices have existed.
Telepresence. Hold on. Hold on.
What?
Hold on. Hold on now.
What are we
just
talking about?
Use the word button. Hold on now. Hold on now. Hold on. Foghorn Leghorn, Byron. Telepresence, Byron. Talk to me.
Telepresence.
Similar telepresence devices.
This has
have
nothing
existed.
To do with Santa.
Wait, all right. So the second half of the sentence is more mind-blowing than the first part. Similar telepresence devices have existed for more than a decade.
Telepresence, Byron.
Is it VR? What is it?
It's telepresence.
It's telepresence.
What do you mean, is it VR? It's telepresence, it's, you ignorant
it's
fool.
It's better.
What? What did you call me? definition, please.
Primarily in the form of a roving robot that can be controlled by remote users, such as robot.
Yes, we need this technology.
Such as robo surrogates.
Robo surrogates. Yes, that was the name of the Bruce Willis film. Surrogates.
Surrogates.
That was the one of the whole
robo
thing.
Surrogates.
What's it called? It wasn't called robo.
It was called surrogates.
Yeah, it was.
Surrogates.
It was one word, no hyphen.
Robo-surrogates
with Bruce Willis
have been used to attend meetings, conduct surgery, and even help...
Conduct surgery! Stop.
What?
Stop right there!
There's an app. Stop There's right an there. App. It's not... You know, they're using an app.
Stop right there.
It's not as, it's not as
right
artistic as it
there.
Sounds. They're
Stop
using
right
an
there.
App.
Been used
conduct to, surgery.
Conduct surgeries. Wait a minute, Byron!
Byron! Unbelievable.
Yes. Conduct surgeries? Do you want to conduct surgery by robo... What is it? Telepresence?
Telepresence. Roving robots.
Look, you can get pay $4,000 for the real guy, or you can get $400 for the telepresence doctor. You can do it in between golf swings in Florida.
Of course. But nice. the AI works for tips as well.
Chips.
You can tip.
So
you can, you know,
the robot ahead, surrogates have been used to attend meetings, conduct surgery, and even help active duty military members meet their newborn children from far
what?
Away.
What?
Wait, so it's a GoPro.
Wait.
So you can be halfway around the world and your robo surrogate will be there in your place, looking at
robo
your newborn baby.
Will be
it's
there.
A GoPro and it's hanging your from a helium balloon.
Robo surrogate will be there.
You know that
you
ribbon?
Can't.
It curls up nice with a scissor. Your GoPro is hanging
under
from
enemy
that,
attack
on a
in Iran.
In the
no
hospital.
Problem. Your robo surrogate can be there.
So is the tagline "I'll be there"?
Wow.
The
Byron,
tagline
any
is...
thoughts there? Are we living a life that's like science fiction, or is it me?
Well, that's the concept of the 3D printer, isn't it?
Yeah, so what's the model
so 3D
of the
printing
best
of people.
3D printer?
Yeah. No,
it
it's
is.
I mean it's
virtual...
all there, right.
God,
well, listen, Man Facing Southeast predicted this a long time ago. Go ahead.
Exactly. Chameleon Mask, however, is the first device to ditch the droids in favor of a good old-fashioned Homo sapien laborer, according to Rekimoto. A
homo sapien
laborer.
That's a good name for the
oh
man.
My God.
Right there. That's like they opened for Camel Beauty.
No. Camel Beauty, MD.
This device is based on our hypothesis, assuming physical and social telepresence can be embodied by such a surrogate human who imitates the remote user, Rekimoto wrote.
Imitates, so they gotta hire actors. This is good for actors.
It also eliminates many difficulties of teleoperating robots wandering in the environment.
Yes, there are teleoperating robots wandering in my environment all the time.
Our pilot study confirmed that people could regard the masked person as the remote operating person.
I could
remote
regard
operating
your telepresence
the
as
Rob.
You.
Are you the Rob?
In one pilot
test. Are you tonight's Rob?
That's right. Like, my girlfriend can't make it to the concert, yeah, so I'll bring her telepresence robo self. Like a girl with a monitor strapped to her head.
Rikimoto and his colleagues sent a chameleon mask face on it. Wearing surrogate to a government office to obtain a document on a remote user's behalf. It's unclear from the footage whether the document's fetching mission was a success, but the mildly confusing office clerk readily addressed the face he saw on the screen.
The mildly confusing or confused?
Rather than the surrogate.
The confusing or confused?
Confused.
Okay.
Chameleon Mask does not have an official launch date as of yet. Until it does, you'll just have to continue canceling all your social obligations
A
normal person.
Wait. Just does that include my social media accounts? I can't do that.
You just have to continue canceling all your social media accounts.
Or you can keep using telepresence.
Obligations.
I don't understand. What are you being punished for there? What happens if...
Obligations.
What happens if... What happens?
What now? You can use telepresence?
I don't want to give up my...
Oh, wait. Is that... Why are they punishing you? Why do you have to shut off your
accounts? I don't
want
to give up my...
You'll just have to continue canceling all your social obligations.
Back up. Why would you have to do that?
Because you're so upset that Chameleon Mask is not on the market yet that you in anger, quit all your social media.
How is that an expression of anything? Okay.
Just step off the lily pad. I understand.
You know, I have to say, just because we mentioned social media.
Swim.
It's such an interesting, for me, the life is like science fiction part of social media is what it has done to the human population in advanced countries and third world countries. Just the whole notion of self-importance and how much of a part of human existence it is. People are not just doing the banal, but they're doing the crazy. People are eating Tide Pods to get hits.
Right.
It's like, I'll eat some poison to get attention. And that's an interesting phenomenon.
What about the town in China? There's a town in China that were eating cardboard wontons. You hear about this?
No, a town in China.
So there's this little town. They ran out of their animals.
They've run out of their animals. You can't throw a phrase like that out.
So this little Chinese town.
How do you run out of an animal?
They ran out. They ate them all, and they had to
stop.
Yes.
They ran out of animals.
So anyway, you gotta Google this. So basically, they ate all their animals. So they started making dumplings out of cardboard that they flavored
dumplings.
They flavored with soy sauce and
flavored cardboard
and seasoning and
cardboard dumplings.
Soylent Green. Byron, you hear this? You with
dumplings.
This cardboard dumpling, Byron? Is this better than your bubble chili?
Google it, man.
Well, you may recall years ago, K rations that the Army put out were basically freeze-dried food elements. Just hydrated by pouring water on them, and you could puff them up to be real again. So, concept is not a new
food element.
I want to have that muffin thing that Rey's eating in Force Awakens.
I've had the freeze dried pork chops.
You've had freeze dried pork chops.
Water on them.
Is there no bone?
No, it's no bone.
No bone. It's boneless pork chops.
You put them in a little bowl.
Where's the chop if there's no bone?
And then they puff up, and then you fry them.
You puff up, and then you fry them. Is that real? Yeah. Is that real, Byron, or is this something you imagined?
No.
Were you adopting?
Yeah,
I'm just for
Byron was adoptive.
For whatever.
You know what?
For whatever reason, I'm picturing what's his name? Charles Durning saying, "Fry him."
Wait, Bruce. Bruce.
Random thought.
Charles. Durning, not Durning.
Yeah. Not Charles Durning. Charles. Oh. Charles Durning.
Different subject.
Byron, you ready for a piece of music? This is a piece of music. Did I play this already tonight?
No.
Well, I thought I did. This is lets you know that life. It's like science fiction, but I played this already.
I'm gonna find out.
No, I
no,
don't
I'm
think
saying
so. I don't think so. Tell me if you feel something here.
What?
You got something to say to me?
Night shift.
What?
Tell me everything.
Night shift.
What?
How's it?
What?
Night shift.
What?
Thank you.
I'm on my way. Well, I'm on my way.
I want you to sing that little song. I said I'm gonna sing it the best I can, but I don't know how it's gonna sound. But
I liked that. It reminded me of something like Arthur Price last night.
Yes, Arthur Price. Yes, it did. You know, just so you know, Mike from Jersey goes, "Hey, that's a Byron cut."
Yes, it is.
I did.
Yes, he thought that was.
You got
right.
That right, Byron.
And you were dancing, weren't you, Byron?
Oh, I was very much so. You know,
were very much so dancing.
I was having a lap dance in the bubble sphere.
Oh my goodness!
So, mystery guest, you have an interesting story for us.
Well, I mean, I don't want to tell stories, but I just want to tell you the truth. Your phone is like a spy in your pocket. Consider everything your smartphone has done for you today. Counted your steps, deposited a check, transcribed notes, navigated you somewhere new. Smartphones make for such versatile pocket assistance because They're equipped with a suite of sensors, including some we may never think or even know about. Sensing, for example, light, humidity, pressure, and temperature. Because smartphones have become essential. Companions. Those sensors probably stayed close by throughout your day, the car cup holder, your desk, the dinner table, and nightstand. If you're like the vast majority of American smartphone users, your phone's screen may have been black, but the device was probably on the whole time. Sensors are finding their ways into every corner of your lives, says Mariam Mernazan, a computer scientist at Newcastle University in England. That's a good thing when phones are using their observational dexterity to do our bidding, but the plethora of highly personal information
do our bidding
that smartphones are privy to also makes them powerful potential spies. Online app store Google Play has already discovered apps abusing sensor access. Google recently booted 20 apps.
Right. This whole paragraph. Listen to this whole paragraph here. Start from Google.
Google Play has already discovered apps abusing sensor access. Google recently booted 20 apps from Android phones and its app store because the apps could, without the user's knowledge, record with a microphone, monitor a person's phone location, take photos and then extract the data, stolen photos and sound bites pose obvious privacy invasions, but even seemingly innocuous sensor data can potentially broadcast sensitive information. A smartphone's movement may reveal what users are typing or disclose their whereabouts. Even barometer readings that subtly shift with increased altitude could give away which foot or floor of a building you're standing on, suggests Ahmed Al-Haiki.
All right, can I pause you for a second here? Can we just think about for a minute the concept that, okay, that these apps made it to the App Store.
How many versions in? Okay,
these apps made it to the App Store, and now they decided to boot them upon reconsideration. So what I'm getting at here is, and now that's Android. Android is clearly the dominant system.
Who are they punching out? What?
Well,
Google is top level, big time.
In terms of smartphone, let's just say usage.
Rid of your favorite app?
It's what? Android, and so if they've been able to do this. I tend to believe that whatever we think we still have is long gone.
I was in a Starbucks the other day, and just by being in Starbucks, I got an email today for like, oh, hey, coupon.
There
it's like,
is.
How did it know? The phone.
There it is.
It's bugging me.
There it is.
All right, seriously. So finish, they can... Paranoids beware. They can track you at every movement. Every slight slope of movement based on the scale and angle of your smartphone. KeyTap Reveal, a gyroscope, senses how much and in which direction a smartphone rotates. With various key taps, here touching Q produces more movement around the horizontal axis, and V yields more vertical rotation. A more recent application used a whole fleet of smartphone sensors, including the gyroscope, accelerometer, light sensor, and magnetism measuring magnetometer. Magnetometer.
Magnetometer.
Magnetometer.
Magnetometer. You obviously did not read
gyroscope,
that.
Accelerometer, light sensor, accelerometer. And magnetism accelerometer. Measuring magnetometer.
It's a magnetometer.
Gyroscope, accelerometer.
That's right. Light gyroscopic, sensor. Gyroscopic and accelerometer.
Magnetism measuring magnetometer. Blah, 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 blah. Magnetometer. To guess pins. The app analyzed a phone's movement and how, during typing, the user's finger blocked the light sensor. When tested on a pool of 50 pin numbers, the app could discover or discern keystrokes with 99.5% accuracy.
This is, by the way, this is Jerry.
Yeah, I was wondering what this
Jerry, it's so
reported
good.
Reported on the Cryptology ePrint archive in December. Other researchers have paired motion data with mic recordings, which can pick up the soft sound of a fingertip tapping on a screen.
Wait.
One group designed a malicious app that could masquerade as a simple note-taking tool. When the user tapped the app's When a user tapped the app button, the user was shut down.
User completely. Was shut
wow,
down.
Wow, look at that. Shut down. Shut down.
The user was shut down completely. Is this what you want, Byron?
That's what I want, Byron.
Byron, is this
Byron,
what you want?
Byron, this is what you want. This is what you want.
The shut down button.
Byron. This is what you want. This is what you get.
Byron. Is this what you want, Byron? Is this what you're waiting for?
Public Image Limited.
All right, you're tuned to listen to Sponsored Radio WBAI 99.5 FM. We have 14 minutes left, and you should make that pledge. I see some people who pledge. I do want to thank those
Byron.
Few who have pledged, who has asked for... Thank you. I'm going to play some of the DGM that they're getting. That they were smart enough to make that pledge. They were smart enough to call 516-620-3602 and say, I want DGM.
They're getting their DGM tonight?
Yes, they are. Wow, they are. They are on it.
1602.
516-620-3602, $35 pledge. Say, I want WBAI 2018 DGM. DGM Winter 2018.
You can text in the number 41444-WBAI.
A different version of that track, Mike from Jersey.
Yeah, this is great.
This is different. It's not what you expect. It's DGM. Press going on
oh
in there.
Oh my god. Is this from like a bonus disc or something?
This is DGM. say something about remixes. The thing about remixes, when you hear a song that you know well and you hear a remix, you're like, wow, I didn't know it could be this.
Yeah, this is kind of wild. It doesn't even sound like what I would expect.
Exactly.
I love DGM.
You with it? Are you with it, Brian?
Yeah.
So you're hanging in there, Brian.
That was
so
nuts.
You caught this cold. So what did you think, Mick from Jersey? Because you know the original.
That was mind-blowing.
This is more Jerry.
Gobsmacking.
Gobsmacking, exactly. Mind-blowing is because of what you don't expect. Mr. Guest, I know you like this Jerry Goldsmith here.
What's very...
Which Jerry is this? This isn't like...
I'm not going to tell you.
It's exciting.
Very exciting.
Is this pre-Planet of the Apes?
It's a similar era.
It's like Planet of the Nematodes.
It's that period of Jerry, 60s Jerry.
Crustaceans.
What's interesting about it is when you listen to it, you're like, you kind of almost hear Star Trek in here, too.
Right, and Planet of the Apes.
Definitely you hear Planet of the Apes. It's so Planet of the Apes. It's like the lost Planet of the Apes cut.
That's literally what it sounds like.
Where are the strings?
Tell what country it took place in.
So this is like a Western?
I'm not going to tell you. You have to order your DGM. But yes. Look at this. Jerry, come on. This is not great. It's Jerry! He's the king! We'll be right back. Tell me this is not amazing.
Oh, my God.
Is this amazing? Come on. It's amazing. It's Jerry. You know,
Spielberg, on his best day, couldn't get that from Williams.
Well, you know, Jerry is Jerry. And he does what he does. Byron, what did you think of that Jerry there for a minute? Were you with that?
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Of course you did. All right. So I just want to say, I want to say thank you to David, who had made a pledge of $35 and got his DGM. He's on it, David. And he's with it. And I'm hoping other people will make a call right now to 516-620-3602. You know, we've been on for almost 3 hours, and really, we should have like a ton of pledges and a ton of WBAI buddies. If you like this show, I mean, come on, what the hell? So, there it is. That's all I'm saying. What the hell? I'm reloading the results. Let's see if I can see anything good. Are people pledging? I see some people pledged, but that's not enough. Come on. 516-620-3602. $35 pledge. Winter DGM 2018.
And if you're feeling lazy and you want to type less letters in your phone, you can type 41444-WBAI.
I have so much stuff. I'm going to play a couple of tracks here for you. Byron, are you ready to hear a couple tracks before we go?
I'm right here.
I'm going to compress
time. Of course, I didn't get a chance to answer the questions tonight.
Oh, yes. Well, yes, you did. You said what kind of music takes you where it takes you.
No. You asked me further.
Oh, yes. I asked you a whole bunch of questions. All right. You're going to have to come. Byron, you may have to come back.
I will make that.
All right. But you have something you can say quickly?
Well, yes.
Can we weld this power, Byron?
All right. Here's the quick answer to the question. Thousands of years ago, after leaving Egypt, lost in the desert, were the people who were chosen for the Exodus. And they were given 10 commandments. One of those commandments of civil and spiritual acknowledgement was, thou shalt not kill. And ever since then, we have gotten lost on how that one phrase has been determined to and been changed and altered and amended so many times that we've forgotten that it is one of the laws of nature, thou shalt not kill. So I'll stop right there because we're in this special season. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. We're preparing ourselves for another spiritual awakening. And I remind people to go to the book and see what the Prince of Peace said when he was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane. And I quote, he
said, the Garden of what?
Garden of Gethsemane, where he was arrested.
I got to tell you, it sounded like you said the Garden of Gethsemane. I was like,
wow. Well, we could do that too.
Obviously, that died out.
Yeah, so anyway, he said unto, he who lives by the sword will die by the sword. So I think we really need to.
So if human beings in general are living by the sword, human beings in general are going to die by the sword.
Can I ask Byron?
Well, it was always meant to be a conversation between friends, as it was has been said.
At the end, one friend kills the other.
That's right.
My friend Jersey has a question for you before we go.
Yeah.
Quick question, ahead, Byron. How long do you think Trump has before he's out of there?
Okay. The word treason hit the fan today, and so that's very important to remember this. So
all
let's
right,
give
you
him
gotta answer the question. Come on now, Corey, answer the question.
I just said it. 45 days, and you're going to
45 days. You think it's over? Yeah. It's Byron's prediction. Wow. It's January 6th. Byron says 45 days.
I can last 45.
Well, you got to tune in and see if Byron is right. Now, please make that pledge. 516.
That's right.
620-516.
620-3602.
$35 pledge. You can get your own DGM. Just ask for Winter DGM 2018.
Listener sponsored radio, WBAI 99.5 FM.
And Mr. Guess, are you still here? Are you with us?
I'm in the stratosphere. I have learned
this. In love, always.
Fire?
Yes.
Talk soon.
Hi, this is Iggy Pop, and you're listening to WBAI in New York, the voice of truth.
I took a pounding from the radio today. I heard the radio say,